item on our agenda is 2019-08 Azalea Woods, Section 3, final subdivision.
This is a final subdivision plan for Azalea Woods, 2019-08, Section 3, for the creation of a major subdivision using the cluster development option to include 60 lots on 44.064 acres, more or less, as part of a subdivision to consist of a total of 610 single-family lots and a total of 315.13 acres, more or less, private roads, open space, and associated amenities. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting Thursday, December 19th, 2019, subject to 21 conditions for 610 lots. The applicant is requesting that the subdivision be approved in phases. In accordance with a previous condition of the Commission's approval, a separate overall section plan has been submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning to assist in the Commission's review of the future phases of the subdivision and to ensure compliance with the subdivision's conditions of approval. Property is located on the east and southeast sides of Shingle Point Road, Route 249, the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, and the west side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30. Section 2 of the subdivision complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels are District 135, Map 11.00, Parcel 32.04, and a portion of Parcel 48.00, Parcel 49.00, and Parcel 56.00. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final subdivision plan for 2019-08 Azalea Woods, Section 3.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for 2019-08 Azalea Woods, Section 3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next up is S24-36, Lilyvale, conditional use number 2402, revised preliminary site plan and request for reconsideration of interconnectivity requirement.
This is a revised preliminary site plan and request for reconsideration of the interconnectivity requirement for Lilyvale, a development consisting of 174 multifamily units, 172 townhome units and two duplex units, to include private streets, open space, stormwater management ponds, and proposed amenities to include a clubhouse, in-ground pool, bus stop, walking trail, footbridge, and related landscape buffers. Preliminary site plan was last reviewed and approved by the Commission under the contingency that a final site plan showing paving between being extended to the property line, that the final site plan be submitted for the Planning Commission's review and with final approval to be provided by the Planning and Zoning Commission, subject to the final site plan demonstrating that the pavement reaches the outer perimeter of the subdivision for interconnectivity purposes. The applicant has submitted a request for reconsideration of the interconnectivity requirement and has submitted a formal letter request outlining the various challenges to complete the conditional interconnectivity to include that Milo's Haven subdivision is fully built out with the interconnection of the adjacent Milo's Haven subdivision not being constructed to the property line, with the pavement stopping 23 feet short of the property line, that Milo's Haven does not have a road easement to complete the paving in the future, and that there is no authority for the Lilyvale project to go on the Milo's Haven property to complete any improvements, including tying into roadways for grading, that within the area that was not completed is a ditch and a wetland that follows the property boundary on the Milo's Haven side, that wetland permits would be required for the Milo's Haven HOA to provide the required interconnection, that the developer was released from their performance bonds, and that only a road maintenance bond is in place, and that the property line is located on the top of the bank of the ditch and is within the ditch's side slopes in the area of future interconnection. In response to an internal meeting with the Planning and Zoning Department and Sussex County Engineering Department, the applicant has added a permanent easement to the site to allow for future connection to be built by others, and the road and storm drain plans were revised to show the proposed future connection by others. The applicant has also received a letter of no objection from the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding the proposed changes. The revised preliminary plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 19.00, Parcel 13.00, and Parcel 13.04. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District.
Before we vote on that, there's a lot of questions on this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know there's some problems with that. So, you know,
I can assist with a bit of an update on this. The Commission originally approved with the requirement that the interconnection connect to the property boundary. Following that, there was a back and forth with P&Z staff, county engineering, the applicant's engineers, regarding what has been approved and what has been built and what can be required to be built on the other side of the property. Having explored this to the maximum possible degree, this is the best solution that P&Z has found in conjunction with engineering. The signage and barricade will be provided, and the easement will be put in place. Should any changes happen in the adjoining subdivision, they will be required to interconnect on their side. So this really was like having explored what can be required and what can be done currently. This was the best outcome.
So did they not do what they were supposed to do on Milo Haven side?
What was approved and what was built is so far away from the property line that we cannot realistically require interconnection to the property.
But that's not right. Then why do we put conditions on them if they're not required to do them?
So on the east side, on the right side of the drawing, they are required to provide interconnectivity to the property boundary.
But the Milo side was supposed to go up to a certain point.
The ultimate final engineering, it came up to a certain point, and the approved plans do not require full interconnection at that point. It will only be secured if that development comes back for further expansions or changes. It can be revisited at that time. But this was to make sure that in the event that happens one day in the future, this is to make sure that it does happen one day. So that this was what was the best solution, given the background.
So as far as that goes, if I'm understanding this right, the two properties, there's no neutral zone, in other words. The properties belong to each of those developments that do join each other.
Correct, but this easement will mean that each of them will be able to go onto each other's property, so there'll be no issue with access. Just becomes a question of, can the adjoining subdivision, given its advanced stage of construction and what got approved, can it be required to interconnect? And ultimately, the approved plans for the adjoining development don't require the interconnectivity. Yeah. That will have to be revisited one day in the future.
So will emergency vehicles have access the way that we're, if this gets approved?
So that the grading of this will allow emergency access through there, but there will be a barricade there because you have a stub.
I saw that, yeah.
You have a stub and there will be a sign. The sign will tell folks that interconnectivity will be provided in the future. But we'll have to revisit it at a future date on the other side.
One thing I would add on this, just sort of in general, is that this is sort of a legacy one. We've changed the code now so that there's better scrutiny. We've got county engineering on board with the importance of interconnectivity, and this sort of thing on the adjacent property wouldn't happen, you know, going forward. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But as of now, like Milo Acres, which was first, they did everything they were supposed to do at the time.
Correct.
Right, there was nothing that they didn't do. Correct. Nothing fell through the cracks.
Correct.
Okay. Well, if that's I mean, I don't know what else to say with that, right?
Yeah,
so
no.
if the future, if there's anything that's wanted to be modified in the future, they would then have to move forward with it at that point. So it's not like this is just being forgotten.
No, I think Mr. Robertson is saying that this, and Mr. Whitehouse, that this is best path forward to ensure that the interconnectivity happens should Milo Haven do another phase, correct?
Yeah. The technical legal issue is we've got Milo's Haven next door, which has an approved final site plan that doesn't show the interconnectivity, you know, and that legally they're entitled to rely on that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing that will not happen in the future as we move forward with other projects because there's, you know, greater scrutiny on that.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. No other questions on that? Okay, well, Madam Chair, with that being said, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S24-36, Lilyvale, conditional use 2402.
Second.
And with final by staff, is that an option?
No, final because the subdivision still has to come back.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S24-36, Lilyvale, conditional use number 2402, revised preliminary site plan and request for reconsideration of interconnectivity requirement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Next up is Duval Agricultural Preservation District, request for new agricultural preservation district.
This is a request from the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation, acting through the Delaware Department of Agriculture, for the creation of a new agricultural preservation district to be known as the Duval District. The district would have a total of 248.24 acres. The tax parcels district 333, map 7, Parcel 1. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tract is located on the west and east sides of Westwoods Road, Sussex County Road 426, at the intersection with Pear Tree Road, Sussex County Road 424.
So this is one just with Ag Preservation Districts. When they're establishing new ones, they have to get approved by us. It's the Agricultural Preservation Foundation, I think the Department of Agriculture, and I forget, there's one other organization, and I may have that exactly right. I will say, in my history of doing the Planning Zoning Commission, we have never not approved somebody wanting to put their land into Ag Preservation. It's just sort of a step they have to go through. So, and it's as simple as a motion to approve it.
Can we eliminate that step in the future? Because
I think I have to check on it, and I just, one of those things that doesn't occur very often, but I thought there was a move afoot to eliminate that, you know, just being unnecessary.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, let them go at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would there ever be a reason to die?
I can't imagine. Yeah, I
wouldn't think so.
I think it's one of those legacy things from when the program was first started, yeah. You know, and just
because they thought there'd be a whole lot more of them coming, right?
Yeah, or you know, maybe they were just anticipating reasons they wanted the local jurisdictions to be involved in the process. You know, I don't know.
But, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, I move that we approve the Duval Agricultural Preservation District for the request for a new agricultural preservation district.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the Duval Agricultural Preservation District request for new agricultural preservation district. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is 2022-18 Will Haven, formerly known as Will King Station, request to amend condition F on the conditions of approval.
On June 3rd, 2026, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request to amend condition F for the Will Haven 2022-18 subdivision. Will Haven is a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 58 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, open space, walking trail, playground, and other improvements. At their meeting of Thursday, August 24th, 2023, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision for the development of 22 conditions of approval. Specifically, the applicant requests an amendment to condition F of the conditions of approval, which states, as proffered by the applicant, the development shall preserve approximately 7.80 acres of existing forested area. The final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved. To be amended to state, as proffered by the applicant, the development shall preserve 5.58 acres of existing forested area. The final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 6, parcels 26.00 and 59.19. The zoning is AR Agricultural Residential District and GR General Residential District.
I have a question about this one. So what benefits are there to the county of adjusting these conditions?
And I would ask, didn't they probably assume that they needed to allow for an easement to go through, which, I mean, the county typically tries to connect anyone to their sewer. Yeah. So I don't understand why it wouldn't have been calculated to begin with.
Someone convinced me this is a good idea for us to approve.
There was a letter. There we go. Sorry, my apologies. It crashed our Adobe for a second there. There was a letter with the request explaining why they were requesting it.
But they're saying that the county hookup for the residents next door had to be served by central sewer, and they didn't allow for that in their easement, the ground for the utility easement to go through, which was formerly a wooded area. I would suggest that the county always tries to hook up the neighbors, so they should have already figured that in their calculations.
It seems like it was a foreseeable circumstance that they should have built in their original plan.
Yeah.
I believe there's somebody here from the applicant. If
you have, is there someone here representing this application? Hello. I guess our question would be, and then give us your name, can you explain to us why this wouldn't have been calculated already?
I'm Katja Kalinski with George Myerson Bureau. I'm a land planner. At the time of the public hearing, none of the engineering is typically completed. So we had a different site plan at the time. We calculated the area, and we threw out the number of woods that was preserved at the time. One of the conditions was to completely redesign the site, and then we got the condition from the engineering department to connect sewer through the interior, which adds a whole easement along our property line. So within the redesign, the stormwater changes, and that typical easement that we had to add, the number of trees that are preserved went down.
Okay.
Is the easement, is it along the, does it interfere with the perimeter buffer, or?
It's adjacent to the perimeter buffer.
So it's boundary, perimeter buffer, easement,
right.
Woods.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any other questions for her?
I was kind of waiting to see if there was a...
on page.
I have it on paper.
So were there two options of running this? Is that what you said, like the first plan was then scrapped and this was the...
No.
Okay.
The preliminary plan did not show that easement.
Okay.
Typically, we connect them through the exterior streets.
Okay.
But in this instance, they asked us to connect through the interior. So we have the perimeter buffer, then the easement, which cuts the trees, and then the existing trees.
So that would have made the difference because you were figuring it like you normally do,
yep.
Assuming there would be an easement for the utility connections, and that's not how you were required to do it.
Mm-hmm. And this is a case where it sounds like maybe, you know, the county on one hand wants to preserve forests, obviously. There's an ordinance that may get passed around that, possibly. But at the same time, we're, on the other hand, asking for something that will diminish the amount of forest that a subdivision leaves. So I don't
they
love that.
They were kind of predicting conditions. One yeah. says preserve this, the other one says add an easement. So
yeah.
Yeah. And the added easement would have been after the initial, yeah.
After preliminary.
Yeah. Well, I will, the other element of it is that is this the only place where the easement can go?
Right.
You know, I mean, county engineering, they want to engineer it the straightest line possible.
Yeah.
But, you know, there may be, I don't know, I'm not saying that there is, but there may be another direction.
There's nothing with this that's necessarily diminishing properties that are surrounding, like someone else's properties or anything,
well,
right? This is nothing.
Except for, and I don't know, without seeing this and going back to the public hearing, you know, if the forest was adjacent to other residential properties and they assumed that they were going to have forest there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is it worth getting input from the county engineers around what they're, before we make a decision on this?
Let me ask this question. From an engineering standpoint, is there any other way that you could see a path to make the connections and not losing trees? That you could go back to Sussex County Engineering and say, how about we do this?
We would probably need easements from all these property owners along Wilking Road, which they didn't grant us for even the entrance.
Mm.
So it's the property owners and...
The property owners that are going to be served by the utility?
Yeah. Well, that was for the entrance.
No, I'm saying the one...
But I don't know.
The people that are going to be served by the sewer, you're suggesting that they would not be willing to sign an easement?
They didn't grant us an easement for entrance. And
well, I would think that they would sign the easement to serve their property sewer. Would you not agree with that?
I'm not sure if they can stop that. If it's on the... If it's beside the road where the utilities are already...
If it's in the right-of-way, they
if
can.
It's in the right-of-way, yeah.
But the utilities end at our entrance, then come to the interior and don't extend any further north. So that's a different extension for the engineering department.
I feel like we're talking about this in hypotheticals, and for whatever reason, we can't bring the site plan up.
Yeah.
I think...
We need to table it.
Can we add this, because we're meeting next week. I don't want to hold you all up.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get this on the agenda for next week on other business so we can get... County Engineering will be sure to have the site plan loaded.
Thank you. All right, so I'd like to make a motion that we defer. Thank you so much. I'd like to make a motion that we defer action on 2022-18 Will Haven, formerly known as Will King Station, request to amend condition F of the conditions of approval.
Second.
And staff, can we make sure that goes on the agenda before it's published this afternoon for next Wednesday?
It's already on.
But we can still, we're still in good time to be able to, it already is on.
Yeah, just based on the timeline I put it on, I figured it was easier.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the agenda was already on, so this is on for next week, too.
She's ahead of it.
Thank you.
Okay, well, yeah.
Hey, did we make a motion and second it?
I made a motion. We had a second.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, the motion has been made and seconded to defer action on 2022-18 Will Haven, formerly known as the Will King Station. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is 2022-33, Wilson's Landing, determination of compliance for conditions K and L of the conditions of approval.
This is a determination of compliance for conditions K and L of the conditions of approval for Wilson's Landing. The conditions are as stated. Condition K, there was testimony during the public hearing that a private cemetery exists upon the property. The applicant shall retain the services of an archaeologist to determine the existence, location, and boundaries of any cemetery in coordination with the Delaware State Historical Preservation Office. The cemetery area shall be surveyed and marked, and it shall be accessible by sidewalk or pathway from the subdivision roadway. The preliminary site plan shall be revised to reflect the location and boundaries of the cemetery. The director shall determine whether the revisions result in a plan that is substantially in accordance with the preliminary site plan presented during the public hearing. If the director determines that it is not substantially in accordance with the preliminary site plan presented during the public hearing, then the revised preliminary site plan shall be placed on an agenda of the Planning and Zoning Commission to determine whether a new public hearing shall be required. Condition L, as part of the redesign to accommodate the cemetery, the plan shall be modified to include unobstructed areas in addition to the main entrances set aside for vehicular access to the adjacent roadways in emergency situations. These areas do not need to be improved with paving or stones. Instead, they must be outside of any lots or structures and free from obstructions so that the development is not isolated in the event that a main entrance is impassable. Specifically, the applicant is requesting that the Commission determine whether compliance with both conditions K and L has been provided. The applicant has provided a delineation report regarding the existing cemetery as well as a revised site plan showing the cemetery details and emergency access areas.
So here's a preliminary question on this one. I couldn't tell from what's on the docket. Aside from the cemetery information, what's changed between the original subdivision site plan and this one substantially, like the lot layouts and that sort of thing?
I'm not quite sure. Do you have any information? What has changed?
I don't think it was, Ms. Scott indicated that the change was just simply delineating that the cemetery was in fact there and framed out the way it was supposed to be per conditions, and then that the emergency access corridor between lots 27 and 28 was indeed provided.
I didn't think it was a substantial change. We just brought it to the commission for the commission's blessing that the cemetery report was complete, which was that there's a report from Ed Otter and his team about the investigation, okay. And then the access is here. To me, it didn't strike as an issue, but we wanted to bring it to the commission for the commission's blessing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so no other questions with that then? So, okay, no, I wasn't sure, but thank you. So with that, Madam Chair, I move that we approve.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. Never wait to do that.
That's right. It's karma.
I move that we approve the determination of compliance for conditions K and L for 2022-33 Wilson's Landing.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve 2022-33 Wilson's Landing, determination of compliance for conditions K and L of the conditions of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is S26-35 Argos Corner Self-Storage, conditional use number 2612, 2235, and 2129, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the addition of striping to create 41 parking spaces to an existing mini storage facility and to allow for a total of 121 parking spaces. Property is the site of three previous conditional use applications. First application was conditional use number 2612, filed on behalf of Bronis Lassard, to amend condition A of conditional use 2129 and conditional use number 2235, which capped the total number of boats, trailers, campers, and RVs stored on the site to 80 and to add 41 parking spaces. Sussex County Council approved the application at its meeting of Tuesday, April 21, 2026, providing seven reasons supporting the revision. The second application was for conditional use number 2129 to allow for the establishment of mini storage buildings within a general residential district. Sussex County Council approved this application at their meeting of Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2603, subject to 21 conditions of approval. The third application was for conditional use 2235 to allow for an amendment to condition K of the previous conditional use number 2129, to allow for an electronic message center on the site, which was previously required, quote, one lighted sign with a maximum area of 32 square feet per side to be permitted, end quote, on the site, and to amend language to state that two lighted on-premise signs shall be permitted. One of the signs shall have a maximum area of 32 square feet per side, and the other shall have a permitted shall be permitted with a maximum area of 82.75 square feet per side. Sussex County Council approved the application at its meeting of Tuesday, June 8th, 2021, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2773, subject to one updated condition of approval of the original 21 conditions of approval. Property is located on the southeast corner of Argos Corner Road, Sussex County Road 14E, and Coastal Highway. Route 1 in Milford, Delaware. Revised final site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 230, map 7.00, parcel 95.00. The zoning is general residential, GR zoning district, and agricultural residential, AR1 zoning district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Oh, I don't see the signs on the plan. Am I missing them? Don't we require them to have the signs on the plan?
They should show them. The one on the left is a more recent one. The one on the right was the previous approval.
I was looking because I didn't recall that we said two signs, but maybe I'm not remembering correctly.
And I think it's as simple, if that's the issue, it's just not on there, it would be to conditionally approve the revised final site plan subject to the submission of a new revised final site plan showing the location of the signs.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the final site plan with the condition that the signs be shown on it.
Yep. Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve S26-35 Argos Corner Self-Storage conditional use number 2612, 2235, and 2129 with the conditions as stated showing the signs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is S25-60, First Baptist Church of Lewis, revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of a church and other site improvements to be located on the east side of Kings Highway Route 9. Site plan for the church was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, October 15th, 2025, with a final approval to be granted by the Commission subject to the receipt of all agency approvals and a letter of no objection from the historic Lewis Byway. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, Tax Parcels District 335, Map 8, Parcel 40. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Anyone with questions or concerns? Yeah. Madam Chair, I move that we approve as a final the site plan for S25-60 First Baptist Church of Lewis.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-60 First Baptist Church of Lewis as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is S26-38, Theragood Solar A, conditional use number 2404, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan and landscape plan for the construction of a solar array facility and other related improvements. Conditional use number 2404 to permit the use of a solar array at the site was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 20th, 2024, via ordinance number 2988. Plan includes solar arrays with related equipment, a vegetated perimeter buffer, an access drive, and ancillary improvements. Conditional use area is 20.57, more or less, acres, with the fenced area containing the solar arrays occupying 12.47, more or less, acres of the parcel, which is comprised of a total of 20.70, more or less, acres. Parcel is located on the northwest side of Thorogoods Road, Sussex County Road 333, approximately 0.5 miles southwest of Iron Branch Road, Sussex County Road 331. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for CU 2404. Tax parcel is District 233, map 5.00, parcel 69.00. The zoning is zoning district is GR, General Residential Zoning District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. A decommissioning plan has also been included, which addresses the financial security component of the conditions of approval. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, before we do this, and really unrelated to the status of the site plan, is there anybody here on behalf of this particular application? Could one of you all come forward? I'm just curious, as we're trying to learn, as we are with all these, where things stand and the status of it being constructed and interconnected with DPNL and the grid. It just helps us to hear.
Great question, Mr. Robertson.
Real life example.
Yeah, certainly. Seth Schaefer with Pivot Energy. As part of the testimony for the hearing later, I was going to bring up, we have had four applications overall with the county. They were all back in 2024. We had all four were approved. Two are moving forward. This would be the second one, and two we canceled based on feedback from Delmarva Power, and one was an approval here at the county, but there was no allowance for cutting the trees. So that killed that project as well. So we have four applications, two moving forward. The other project that's active happens to just be directly across the street from this and will be operational this fall.
This fall it will be?
Yeah, this fall. Okay. And then the application that we're you're hearing here later today is our final submission to Sussex County. We don't have any future plans.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And if you haven't already, can one on your team coordinate with staff so we know the ones that are canceled? The reason I say that is because there's a constant sort of conversation on our side. Well, what's the actual number of viable solar applications that are out there? And we want to try to get a real number of the ones, not just yours, but countywide.
Yeah, I believe I actually worked with Mr. Lowry. I think
okay.
those past approvals are withdrawn.
Okay.
But I can verify with him.
Yeah, I believe a couple were processed. I don't want to speak specifically
okay.
to which application numbers, but I do recall that and processing those with Ms. Paul as well.
Okay, thank you.
Great information, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, any other questions? Anybody else? All right. Madam Chair, then I move that we grant preliminary and final site plan approval for S-2638 Thorogoods Solar, conditional use 2404.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the preliminary and final site plan for S-26-38 Thorogoods Solar A, conditional use number 2404. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is S-26-21 Whitney Price, conditional use number 2530, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan proposing a seasonal rental bungalow, one unit with associated parking. The use at the site is permitted via conditional use number CU2530 and ordinance number 4047, which was approved by County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 17th, 2026, and subject to 9 conditions of approval. Per condition A of the conditions of approval for CU2530, the bungalow use on the site allows for the use of 2 bungalow units, but the permitting for wastewater by DENREC as required by condition C and the county permitting offices indicates that only one bungalow unit is permitted to be accommodated on the site based on wastewater capacity. Parcel is located on the east side of Roxana Road, Route 17, and the south side of Lucinda Drive, approximately 600 feet north of Burbage Road, Sussex County Road 353, pardon me, and comprised of a total of 0.88 acres, 38,656 square feet, more or less. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for CU 2530. Tax parcel is District 134, map 12.00, parcel 379.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Before you make your motion, what I couldn't understand what the green squiggles are for. They're on both plans. Is this supposed to show like the
tree line? That's the existing tree line. And actually, Mr. Director, I believe there's a more updated plan where it indicates that the bungalow is indeed only one of those accessory structures.
You were answering my next question, which is, should we exclude the second bungalow?
Yeah.
I went back and coordinated with the applicant, who was very cooperative, and their engineer, and they
there's only one on the
relabeling on
the revised.
Because this was a constable's case, we'll probably have staff out in the field inspecting to make sure that any site plans approved. There was a question about whether the existing sheds actually complied with setbacks and needed variances. And I remember there was a conversation about whether they're to be relocated.
And they ended up, the variances, Ms. Price did go and get the variances required per the other two accessory
structures.
So maybe
that's what those notations are for. Okay.
And I believe that if you scroll to the data column area on the plan, I believe that the notation of the Board of Adjustment case is actually on the site plan per my request as well.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Good.
Well, Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S26-21 Whitney Price conditional use 2530.
A second. With
final by staff.
Upon final approval by staff.
Thank you. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve S26-21 Whitney Price conditional use number 2530. Preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, lands of Wayne and Linda Dykes, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual land. Proposed lot one. Residual land consists of 0.95 acres, more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 0.77 acres, more or less. And proposed lot three shall contain 0.78 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Scott Land Road, Sussex County Road 434, approximately 0.40 miles, more or less, south of Shiloh Church Road, Sussex County Road 74. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 232, map 15.00, parcel 49.10. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Wayne and Linda Dykes for the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement with final by approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of Wayne and Linda Dykes with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is lands of Angela Marie Golub, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Lot three shall consist of 0.396 acres, more or less, and the residual land shall contain 1.121 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the east side of Parker House Road, Sussex County Road 362, approximately 0.20 miles south of Muddy Neck Road, Sussex County Road 361. Minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 134, map 17.00, parcel 17.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Anyone have any questions on this?
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Angela Marie Golub for the minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement upon all receiving all staff approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Angela Marie Golub with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next up is lands of Grace Malone, minor subdivision plan off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot 5 shall consist of 1.47 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 6 shall consist of 1.45 acres, more or less. Proposed lot 7 shall consist of 12.96 acres, more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 10.51 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the south side of Pepperbox Road, Sussex County Road 66. Minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 532, map 9.00, parcel 2.03. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Any questions?
No.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of Grace Malone as a minor subdivision plan of a proposed 50-foot easement as preliminary and final.
Second.
Thank you. A motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of Grace Malone as a final for a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. A motion carries. Next on is lands of Marlin Manor, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual land. Proposed lot 1 shall consist of 1.32 acres. Proposed lot 2 shall consist of 1.233 acres, and proposed lot 3 shall consist of 1.601 acres. Proposed lot 4 shall consist of 1.25 acres, more or less, and the residual land shall contain 1.196 acres. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Clubhouse Road, Sussex County Road 351. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 134, map 8, parcel 66. Zoning is medium residential district, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions? Mm-mm. All right. Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Marlin Manor upon all agency, receiving all agency approval.
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of Marlin Manor minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next on is lands of 27377 Martins Farm Road minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of four lots plus residual land. Proposed lot 1 shall consist of 0.9977 acre, more or less. Proposed lot 2 shall consist of 0.9977 acre, more or less. Proposed lot 3 shall consist of 0.9977 acre, more or less. And proposed lot 4 shall consist of 0.9971 acre, more or less. Residual land shall contain 1.015 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Property is located on the north side of Martins Farm Road, Sussex County Road 291. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 9. Parcel 1.05, the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement, lands of 27377 Martins Farm Road for preliminary and final.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of 27377 Martins Farm Road as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next on is lands of William Smack Jr., minor subdivision plan off an existing 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual land. Proposed lot 1 shall consist of 1 acre, more or less, and the residual land shall contain 4.26 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Properties located on the north side of Smack Drive off the east side of Coverdale Road, Sussex County Road 525. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels District 231, Map 9, Parcel 37.14. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off an existing 50-foot easement for lands of William Smack Jr. for preliminary and final.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of William Smack Jr. minor subdivision plan off of an existing 50-foot easement as a preliminary and final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next up is lands of April and Edward Thompson and Christopher Walter, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 2.00 acres more or less, and the residual lands shall contain 32.66 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. Properties located on the north side of White Deer Road, Sussex County Road 508, east of Walters Road, Sussex County Road 508A. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcels District 532, Map 11, Parcel 52.01, a portion of, and zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the lands of April and Edward Thompson and Christopher Walter as a minor subdivision plan of proposed 30-foot easement with final by approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of April and Edward Thompson and Christopher Walter, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.